Hello and welcome back to the Loud Mouse Podcast, the only podcast on YouTube and the best podcast ever. I'm your host, FPS Diesel. Along with me, as always, is Wild Spatins.
Hey, how's it going, gamer?
And the entire country of Kuwait.
I very much admire your spelling of goth.
Oh yeah, that's pretty good.
Today, everybody, we're going to be talking about a convicted armed robbery person. Yay!
Today we're going to be talking. Today's episode is a special on Al Capone.
Yes. Wow. That's really selling them real high.
I know a lot about this topic.
Jesus. Okay. So like, this isn't really. We didn't really have topics, but I put down Sniper Wolf is God, which I mean, obviously,
you actually put
on,
near like, Golf. It's just
yeah. That's what I was talking about earlier when I said I admire.
Well, I spell Golf the correct way. You know that they spell it in My Immortal. So
okay, if I were to pronounce that the way it is, it kind of would be
Golf.
Goof.
It'd be Golf.
It would be Golf. There's two F's,
Golf.
Only one O. But yeah. Diesel, I just want you to let you know that I'm currently pointing a gun at the microphone in hopes that you will feel the same pressure as if it was pointing at your head.
Okay, well, I don't feel any pressure because joke's on you. I want to die, but
joke's on you. SS Sniper Wolf also pulled a pistol. Where's
there a gun involved, or was it a knife?
It's armed robbery, so they are armed with something.
Yeah, but like, I mean, what
it,
kind
it,
of weapon?
It could
are we
it could have been pliers. It could have been a pistol. I mean, I think it was in Florida.
Could have been a frying pan. I ain't judging.
I think it was in Florida. So the likelihood is it was probably a gun.
It was probably something weirder than a gun. She probably got her hands on a nuclear warhead.
It was probably her award-winning personality, honestly.
Oof. A hair curler.
A hair curler. God.
Hair straightener.
A Photoshop.
A Photoshop. A piece of paper with a gun
like,
on it.
She was armed with her reality warping abilities to just distort the very fabric of solids.
She walked into the convenience store and all the straight lines bent around her ass.
She goes to pick something up and it falls over.
Somebody mistook her for the second coming of Christ because of her ability to enforce her will onto the world around her. And he's
I'm really upset she didn't block me.
Do you think
Dude,
she saw
I'm surprised. She blocked me instantly. Like, I tweeted one thing at her. I can't remember the fuck it was. I think it was about the armor robbery. She blocked me instantly.
Bro, she's too big for us now. She doesn't respond to our hate videos, man. I miss the old days when I could make up anyone get blocked. Fuck, bro.
Yeah, I'm still blocked. Also, I'd like... Dude, her profile picture on Twitter is real bad.
I love the arguments she's been making for, like, saying she's goth, you know?
Like, does she actually believe she's goth?
She said that she was goth when she was, like, in middle school and stuff like that, and I don't fucking believe that for
a
second.
There's a very big difference between emo and goth.
There's a big difference between emo and goth, right? There's a big difference between saying I like death metal and I'm goth, because, like, metalheads and goths are different as well. Like, it's just really funny. Like, she was very clearly, like, the girl in high school who bullied people who were goth. But she just gives me that vibe, you know? But that's just, like, my opinion, man.
Dude, you're fucking like, a reply to the dude who asked you to write it and fucking bang, dude.
I know, that was a zinger.
Jesus God, there's a Mumford and Sons cover band, and she'd be ashamed to have posted this.
She tweeted a picture of herself saying, "Your fave goth GF," and I got 30,000 fucking likes. Is this all it takes? Do I just have to, like, wear all black and be like, "You're fake off GF, look at 30K.
If you did it, it would be a really funny meme. Like, if you got in the fucking skirt and shit, that'd be great.
Oh, no, that's a skirt and shit. That's too much. That is too much for me.
Yeah, pussy out of the meme. I get it. But,
Diesel, get in a skirt.
Nope, not
yeah, it would make more sense if Diesel did it, to be fair.
Or the same page.
There
not
is,
happening.
There is a, speaking of Twitter, though, I've had a lot of banger tweets recently, and I feel like it's only appropriate, since we have a deficit of topics, to read some of them out for you.
We're just gonna read out our, like, good tweets, like...
Hell yeah, bro, this is comedy fucking gold. It's like, this is for real, though, like, I actually did just realize this. I'm like, bro, I just realized construction is like Minecraft in real life. That shit is nuts.
I hate you, I can't believe you said that. God.
Here, I'll read out my tweets. The only day you can like this image, and you're not gonna know what the image is, get fucked.
It was planted next to a March 5th calendar sign. Don't lie, don't lie.
Yeah.
And here's the one that here's the one I'm hoping will spark a debate that can carry the last 50 minutes of this podcast. Putting goldfish in a bowl like cereal and then using Gatorade as the milk is the move.
What the fuck? That's bad. Don't do that.
Putting goldfish crackers in a bowl of...
I thought you meant goldfish like the animal.
No, like the crackers.
I assume that you were eating like actual goldfish.
No, goldfish crackers, bro.
And like, you know, if I know anything about goldfish, they would die if they were swimming in Gatorade for more
than... I think they would die from me chewing on them.
Just okay, that's fine.
I mean, yeah, but like,
what would a goldfish even feel like in your mouth?
PETA would like to know your location.
PETA would like to know your location.
PETA's murdered like, you know, thousands of fucking pets, all right?
Yeah, who cares?
You know, but like, what would a goldfish feel like in your fucking mouth? Would you like squeeze down, the eyes would pop, and you'd feel crunch?
Oh my god, you fucking sicko. Get the hell out of here.
Well, it's like, what would it be like? It's not gonna be like is it a cold chicken nugget? Is that what it's like? Is that what
Brandon, I'm gonna do you a huge favor here. Shut the fuck up.
Guys, but back on like the goldfish and Gatorade that I was talking about, it's actually quite good. Like, I can't even lie.
Hold on, you actually did that?
Like, look at this. It's a delicacy, dude.
Ew, that looks like tomato soup, actually. That's not Gatorade.
That's Gatorade.
That's Gatorade? That looks,
yep.
Did you eat that? Did you actually put that in your mouth and consume it?
No mouth to consume it with, but I did consume it.
Okay.
Okay. First of all, you're missing... Well, you don't have enough goldfish in there.
It gets better.
You ate it with your hand?
I squished it first.
That is absolutely... one of the most disgusting things I've ever seen in my life, and I just talked about a goldfish's eye popping.
You would
it's
literally
not
like
it's the move.
I'd be put in timeout in kindergarten for doing that. Okay.
Well, I'm not in kindergarten.
I'm a man.
This is my job. It's my job.
You get put in timeout all the fucking time.
It is my job to squish fucking soggy Gatorade infested goldfish.
Can I just say that hold up, really off topic. Well, not really, but Sniper Wolf has like a really weird fucking... I don't know. They got some weird shit going on. This thumbnail's fucking weird.
Yeah, and that doesn't... I thought it was going to be a prank video, but I clicked on a video, and it was just her, like, reading posts from, like, Facebook. It wasn't even, like, Reddit, because it wasn't, like, a joke. It was just, like, posts about, like, I want a baby, and then that person would be like, no the fuck you don't, and that was it.
Wait, it was a Reddit video?
I think... It wasn't even a Reddit video, because they weren't, like, Reddit posts.
Was it, like, Reddit format?
It was Reddit format, yeah.
Genius.
Fucking...
Yeah, but I thought it was going to be a prank video, and I was like, oh my god, this is going to be hilarious. And then, like, not hilarious in the funny way. Hilarious in, like, this is not comfortable at all.
I didn't like Sniper Wolf, like, from the start, like, when I found out about her channel. Like, you know, like, remember, like, back in, like, what fucking era was it? Like, 2013?
It's like the Call of Duty
20,
days.
Like, I remember when she joined fucking Team Caliber, like...
Girl Gone Gamer exist?
That was like 2011, 2012. Like that was when I was like in the COD shit.
Yeah. That's also like, when I was
fucking,
like doing CS and
when,
COD.
I remember she joined TK when that clan had like fucking 40k and she had like 5k. And like the fact that she's got 10 mil at this point fucking boggles my mind.
It's actually 14.
I don't know why so many dudes are like attracted to her, because she has the most insufferable voice I have ever heard in my entire fucking life.
Oh no, and then like I don't know, her face is not attractive.
Oh my like, god, she didn't block us before, she's blocking us now.
I'm already blocked.
I don't want to say like she's not like particularly ugly, like
she's not particularly ugly, but she then like she'll constantly lie about not getting anything done to her face and getting shit done to her face, and it's the most obvious fucking thing on the planet.
She's definitely, like, above average, but it's, like, her being such a bitch, like, pulls it down so much.
Yeah, that's probably why I hold the opinion I hold, because, like, I saw her, like, she'll flame girls on Twitter and, like, Instagram for, like, you know, like, lip injections or something, and it's, like, who cares? People can do whatever the fuck they want with their body, but then, like, she does the same thing and acts like it's natural, and it's, like, I'm sorry, Sniper Wolf, your lips look like they got stung by fucking
tendies. Yeah, no, that's my issue with people who Jesus Christ, people who suffer from goddess girl on the internet syndrome, where they don't seem to, like, recognize that just being honest about, like, any, like, work that's done is, like, fine, and the same thing for guys. Like, I don't like it when, like, there's dudes that are, like, so, like, in a gym world, like, they say they're natty. Like, they're all natural, but, like, they're very clearly on, like, steroids.
That happens a lot, though.
Void it up,
like,
boys.
You'll see like an insanely muscular dude, and he's like all natural, and it's like, eh.
Yeah, it's like I saw this ad on YouTube where it was like, "Do you want to look like me, but also be able to eat things like this?" And it was him with like a pizza, and like first of all,
he has the crust every day.
He very clearly didn't eat that pizza. Like that, he did not have that. I know he didn't. You know, but then he's saying he's like, "Oh, natural and shit." Like, get the fuck out of here. Like, just because you do a certain diet doesn't mean you're going to look like, you know, bodybuilder McFuckface.
Did I ever tell you guys about the David Dobrik vlog where, Jason Nash got dick injections?
What?
What?
So, like, you know,
hold
like,
up. What?
What are dick injections for?
Yeah. Can you clarify what a dick injection does and what it's for?
To make it bigger.
Okay. Does it affect your feeling?
I'd assume so.
I don't know. I think they numb you like when you do it. Like, surprisingly, I haven't gotten dick injections, so you'd have to ask Jason Nash. But apparently, it's like a 6-appointment thing for him.
Huh?
What the fuck?
I don't know, man.
How would that make it longer? It would just make it wider.
It would make it thicker.
It might make it wider, which is also like it works. Like, I don't know. Maybe it just helps blood flow. I'm not sure.
I don't understand how a dick injection would help blood flow. That sounds like it'd do the opposite.
It would just make it bigger. It's like, you know, when you get like breast implants, I guess. I don't know. Or like you have like
fat injected
into your ass to make your ass bigger.
How thin is your dick to the point where you need to get injections to make it thicker?
Well, I mean, people who have normal sized penises.
He's 45 for one. Like part of that was probably to help like get it up sometimes. I don't know. He think about like who he was dating at the time, like Trisha Paytas, fucking sex fiend.
I didn't need to hear that.
We all knew it, Diesel. We all knew.
I know we all knew that.
Was sex fiend really that surprising of a term?
No. But it's always funny because I think about like when she. You guys remember the Christian music she did, where she was like, "I'm like God's." Like, God's my daddy or whatever the fuck.
Does it go something like, "My crew is big and it keeps getting bigger"? That's because Jesus Christ is my God.
No! No!
I didn't say it.
That's my neighbor, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I know Trisha Paytas did, like, a lot of music shit, just in general. And, like, I know she did a lot of weird shit. But
I feel like Trisha Paytas is like the actor you get for like a straight to TV movie where you need to have like a country singer.
You know what makes like no fucking sense? So she's done this like, I don't know, 4 times now. She'll always be sensitive about her weight, and then she'll just like fucking record videos of her eating like the worst things on the planet. Like, fucking listen to this: grilled cheese and tater thoughts. My secret recipe. Yeah, thoughts.
Diesel. I just mulled on that like description you gave earlier, and that's actually absolutely perfect.
Thank you.
That is so fucking good. Like, damn.
Hold on. I'm trying to think of who I'm thinking of.
Are you thinking about her video called "Get Your Sex Back"?
No. Like Trisha Paytas is like a Dolly Parton. Like she looks like Dolly Parton.
Dolly Parton.
Yeah.
Can you link me?
Oh my gosh. Okay. There we go. That was who I was thinking of.
I'll tell you if...
They were going to do a Dolly Parton movie, like, they'd get Trisha Paytas to play her.
Yeah, no, seriously,
I don't want a friend.
I agree. 100%. Okay, you know, I found it. It's called Christian Jesus Bop music video.
Yeah. That was the one I was thinking of. I thought it was, like, satire, but I'm pretty sure it's not.
Oh, she had, like, the guy who plays Jesus in it.
What?
Yeah.
Jesus was in that? Look.
Jesus, look.
Oh my god, it's Jesus.
A Jesus Bop the Jesus Way music video.
This doesn't have enough views. This honestly should have more views than what it has.
There's two. How did all three of us not make a video on this at the same time when it first came out?
No, because I saw it and I was like, I'll do a video on this, and then I just never got around to it. You know,
honestly, this is fucking great.
I saw it and I thought it was funny.
I thought it was funny too. But
yeah,
like,
no, like it seems pretty clearly a meme. Like, I'm not hating; it's just funny as shit.
No, I think it's funny too. Like, Trisha Paytas can do whatever she wants, man.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, like if she wants to make videos called grilled cheese and tater tots, go right ahead.
She's on the grind, bro. She's on the grind. She's got.
It always made me laugh when she'd like sit on the floor of her kitchen and like cry with a bag over her head.
Fucking Christ.
Yeah, no.
I can't tell if she's playing it up either, and that's the good part.
Like, I feel bad, but like at the same time, she like she puts all this shit out there. She knows what the fuck she's doing.
No, yeah, she knows what she's doing.
Yeah, she is not a very private person. It doesn't seem, at least.
Not at all, dude. If you don't respond to her DMs for 10 seconds because you're in a fucking airplane, you're your whole life exposed. Holy shit. You guys heard about that, right? The David Dobrik shit?
Oh, yeah, we talked about that.
Yeah, I was about to say, I was like, oh, it's like, why is no one responding? We all talked about that. But yeah, no, fucking, she's definitely not very private at all.
It's just how she is.
Yeah.
I don't think I could ever be as open as her, like, she has a video called Sexy Valentine's Day Gift Ideas, and she's holding a vibrator and dildo.
I could never have a friend as open as her. That'd be too fucking much, dude. Holy shit. And like, oh my God. And you don't respond to a DM? Fucking makes a whole video. Oh my God.
Yeah, okay. Nah, like, if you were friends with someone like that, you would never tell them anything.
Oh, absolutely. I don't know why anyone would. Like, anyone in the group. They'd just be like,
unless the stuff they're telling them, like, they also don't care that much.
Then she makes a video and she's all like, that one time David said fucking hi to me really weird. And it's like, oh, rip.
This is a video David called Guaranteed Orgasms.
Like, I know like, how to do that.
Brandon.
Explain. Let's hear it. You're an expert, apparently.
I'm not going to explain.
No, nope, explain. It's too late.
Okay.
Do it, pussy.
Okay, Brandon.
Come on, pussy.
Brandon, so you walked yourself right into a corner.
So what you do is you get McDonald's and you eat it.
Okay, no.
That might be a you thing.
But like, genuinely, like, if you know how to do it, share. Don't keep the fucking spoils to yourself.
I know how to do it. You think I know? I wish I did.
You just said. You just said very casually.
Making the videos I make, I'd be sharing my secret with the world. I'd be selling.
Dude, you just said very casually. Oh yeah, I know how to do that. Like there was not a hint of fucking sarcasm in your voice.
Maybe I do know. I'm not telling you, huh? Maybe I do know.
Okay, at least after the cast, okay?
Brandon was humble bragging, and then he just, like, backed up on it. He's
pussy
like,
down.
Wait
come
a second.
On, come on! Wait a second, that's my thing!
I don't actually know. I wish I fucking did. Don't laugh like that, Diesel. You wish you knew, too! Alright?
I love you, Brandon. Never change, man. Oh my God,
please,
that was fucking funny.
You know, the Mars Looney Tune really does suit you. It's literally your Sona.
I forgot I got inspiration from this. This is, like, what I got inspiration from.
Oh, for real?
So, yeah. Because, like, when I was younger, like, I was, like, thinking back, I'm like, what did I use for my Sona? And I remember, like, I was really into Looney Tunes when I was younger. And then I was like, oh, it was this guy. So, like, everything matches up pretty much, like, you know, in sync, except for the green.
Ooh. All right, Warner Bros. Is going to be on your ass because you admitted it. Haha, get fucked.
Speaking of Warner Bros.
Never mind. I lie. I'm not legally liable. Okay, what about Warner Bros.?
Other movies. There we go. Look at
Shazam.
That.
Shazam.
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 That movie's not out yet.
It's not out yet, but they gave reviewers it already.
What did the
reviewers
say?
So that
can
either be... Well, no, there's still an embargo, but they gave it... So it doesn't come out till April, I think, 5th. So it's a while. So they gave it to reviewers really early. Which could either mean it's really shit or it's really good and they wanted them to take the time with it. I'm assuming it means it was good because, you know,
typically,
it actually looks like a good DC movie.
Yeah, typically when people are confident in a movie, they let it out early.
Yeah, because, like, Aquaman was poop. So poop.
It's so weird. So many of these movies do super well. Like, Venom did really well. Love that movie, but it's fucking terrible. I don't know. It's just so weird. Like, Aquaman did fucking great. Venom did fucking great. Spider-Verse did great, and that was a great movie, but it's like, it seems like people are on a streak nowadays. It just doesn't matter.
It's because, like, the characters that they have in them, you know? That's really it. Like, when was the last Aquaman movie?
I mean, never, which is, like, what makes him that iconic.
Yeah, and then it's like, you know, when was the last Venom movie? Like, fucking...
There wasn't one. Like, he's always been a character.
Spider-Man
3. There's always been, like... Venom's, like, a character that's typically been associated with Spider-Man in the minds of the mainstream, so it's so fucking weird that he was able to have a solo movie that did so well.
Yeah,
especially when he's so unestablished. That shit's crazy.
Well, it's like, people really hype for it, and it's like, when you're the first to do something with, like, a character, for example, like, I'd assume that would give you a lot more leeway in negative reviews. So, like, with, like, looter shooters, for example, like, Anthem is currently in a similar state to what I would say Destiny 1 was when it first launched. But Destiny had better reviews in general, and I think it's because it came first. If Anthem was first, it'd be reversed, in my opinion.
Well, now, so like, the genre is so, like, formulated, and this goes for both superhero movies and, like, looter shooters, where it's,
oh,
like,
yeah, no, it's
you,
totally
you know the building blocks of what makes a good one versus a bad one. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it and then it ultimately comes down to, like, how the movie's written and all of that. Because, like, I'll tell you right now, I thought Black Panther, the writing was fucking boring. I thought it was just a boring movie, you know? I didn't think it was a bad Black Panther movie.
It's Fight Club It's Fight Club time. Just kidding.
I thought, like, my opinion is, it's like, Black Panther, I think it was good. Like, I enjoyed watching it. The CGI, though, really bad.
I have no urge to go watch Black Panther again, you know? But I could sit down and watch Infinity War again. I could watch
Civil War again.
I've watched Infinity War upwards of, like, 6 or 7 times at this point. It's kind of sad. I cannot lie.
Yeah, no, I need to, like, before Endgame, I'm going to binge every Marvel movie that I liked. So, like, all the Iron Mans, all of the fucking Avengers, and then Infinity
War. That's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
No, a bunch of them are on Netflix, so that makes my life easier.
Yeah, a bunch of them are on Netflix. Makes it super
easy. Yeah, I watched Thor Ragnarok the other day. Like that movie.
Thor Ragnarok's good, yeah.
Where would
Thor
you?
Ragnarok's
okay, so
good, yeah.
I've seen some of these going around, but like, how would you guys? Okay, we're back to the MCU podcast, but God how damn. Would you guys like? What would you guys like? How would you tier the movies? Like, if they were in 3 different tiers, like bleh, and yeah. No, let's make it 4. Nah, bleh, and yeah.
See, this is really hard. And you're overcomplicating.
There's so many
I'm
movies.
I'm not gonna remember. I'm
okay.
How about bad, also, mediocre, good?
Also, I don't really recall, because, like, the last time I watched Infinity War probably, like, 4 or 5 months ago last time, and I haven't watched the old Iron Mans for, like, a year, because the last time I watched them was, when Infinity War came out. I haven't watched the old Avengers either, so, like, I don't really have a good recollection of what I would actually think.
I know which ones I'd put into great, at least. Like, Infinity War is easy, Iron Man easy, both Guardians, actually, I'd put up there.
Guardians of the Galaxy is great.
Both of them, for sure.
Iron Man 1, I liked. Iron Man 2 was weaker. Iron Man 3 was also weaker.
Personally, I'd put Iron Man 3 in great as well.
Yeah,
I know that's a very controversial pick, but like fucking Thor and Thor: The Dark World, both in just bad. Bad.
I was gonna say that too.
Not like they didn't do it. Like, nothing about those movies was particularly egregious. And I think that's almost worse, because I couldn't tell you a single thing about them.
I think Thor is really bad, because I can specifically remember Thor is full of Dutch angles. It's like a fucking film student made that movie.
I only know about those Dutch angles because I think I watched the Cosmonaut video on it. I didn't know what those were fucking about, like, when I saw that shit. I definitely put Iron Man 2 bad as well. It had some nice action set pieces, though.
I put Iron Man 2 in mediocre, probably.
I put Homecoming in great as well.
Homecoming for me was
I loved Homecoming. First Avenger is a middle of the road. Wish it was better, but I do like all the Captain America films. Civil War, I would put in decent or leaning towards great. I don't know. That one's hard.
Civil War was a Captain America movie, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That always confused me because it felt like an Avengers movie.
Yeah, it had an Avengers-sized budget as well. And it performed like an Avengers film as well.
You know who everybody forgets about?
It was literally Avengers like 2.5. Like, fuck me.
Ant-Man? I liked Ant-Man.
Ant-Man was...
Can you remember anything about Ant-Man?
Ant-Man and Ant-Man the Wasp are both in mediocre. Like, they're both
I would put them in mediocre.
I remember the guy who told the stories.
Oh, yeah. No,
I don't remember his name.
Fucking...
I don't know who he is.
Michael Pena. What was his fucking...
I don't remember his character's name.
I just say it's, oh, look, it's Michael Pena, because he just plays himself.
Yeah, there but was it's a... like, that's very clearly like a leftover of what Edgar Wright was fucking doing with that. In an alternate universe, we got an Edgar Wright Ant-Man film, and we did it in this one, and it makes me very sad.
There was a petition to get him to recap the events of Infinity War at the start of the movie.
That is
really
kind of genius.
I really hope they went through with it, because if they did, it'd be amazing.
That is kind of genius. Oh, where would you guys rank fucking Age of Ultron?
Mediocre.
Yeah, that was
mediocre.
I literally didn't even remember it until you brought it up. So I'd say mediocre.
I forget it happens. It has no bearing on the universe.
I forgot it existed.
Hmm, what else is there? I'm trying to think.
What about Doctor Strange? I'd put Doctor Strange in mediocre.
I like Doctor Strange.
I'd put it in decent only because it's such a visual fucking treat. Like, it's so fucking satisfying.
I don't think
satisfying
it's that much of a treat.
I don't know. I'm a sucker for fucking editing and shit.
I have watched more visually appealing movies than Doctor Strange.
I just like the Doctor Strange visuals a lot, personally.
I think it's an interesting way to portray, like, the magic. I'll say that. Yeah, that's about it.
Where would you rank the Netflix shows, like, in those same genres?
Fucking, what's the Iron Fist? No, not Iron Fist. I'm mixing. Am I mixing
up? Iron Fist is a shit one.
I could not get an Iron Fist for shit. I only watched season one of Daredevil.
I heard so much bad shit about Iron Fist, I just skipped it and went straight to Defenders.
Daredevil and Punisher are the best. Hands down.
Yeah, I still haven't seen Punisher. What the fuck am I doing?
Punisher is so... Okay, the first season is, like, fucking amazing, in my opinion. The second season's weaker, but it's still good.
Yeah. Daredevil season one is, like, fantastic, IMO.
Yeah, that's the only Daredevil I watched.
First half of season two, same caliber. Last half, still kind of good, but, like... For Luke Cage, the first half of that was probably the best Netflix run I think there was.
I like Luke Cage too.
I liked Luke Cage, but like it like first six or seven episodes fucking hooked me the whole goddamn time. It was so good.
Wasn't it discontinued?
It was discontinued.
Season two.
But like at the very in the last half, it just fell off so hard. I just like I don't know.
You know what the worst part?
What about
Jessica
Jones?
Jessica Jones.
I haven't watched it.
Jessica Jones season one was decent. It was a weird. It was weird in a way. I don't know.
I like Jessica Jones as a mystery. Like it's a good mystery.
Yeah, I like it as a mystery.
Yeah, she has superpowers, but I'm not really sure what they are.
She's not bulletproof, but she's
got
super
strength. That sounds like that plot's really, really working there. You don't know what her fucking superpowers are.
No, she's not, like the thing is though, like she has super strength, right? But she's not explicitly bulletproof, but she's a little more resilient to damage, I think. Like it's not the focus isn't really on her powers. Like it's like
the focus is on the mystery.
Yeah, the focus is on the mystery, which is super powered. But it's like
so you're telling me she has a 50% health buff,
something like that. Yeah,
pretty much. Yeah,
it's like she's wearing an enchanted armor in Minecraft.
Disgusting.
I've been playing a lot of Minecraft recently. Like I can't even lie.
Why is everybody playing Minecraft? All
I don't know. Like,
they're revisiting their childhoods because they're all getting old. Diesel.
I don't know, dude. I come back to Minecraft in like little waves. Like, I played it almost every day in Colorado, and then also like fucking like Hyojin just started like a realm as a meme, and then we started playing it, and then we just kept playing, unironically, and now Tim started a server, and now I'm on that one, and I just can't fucking stop because I'm having so much fun with it, and my streams on it do well. So I don't know. It's Minecraft.
I need to play the game Diesel fucking recommended me.
Yeah, what is it, Minecraft?
Oh, Kenshi.
Kenshi. I need to play that because I'm trying to think how to explain
it. It's like The Sims had a baby with Mad Max.
Yeah, and then basically it's like you can run kingdoms and then, you know, enslave
Okay, but did you guys finish? Okay, but did you guys finish a way up?
Okay, listen here, buddy.
Diesel!
Oh my god.
This is your fault, Diesel!
We'll do it before PAX.
We need to do it. It's been a year. It's been a goddamn year!
It's been a fucking year!
I think at the end of this month it will have been a year, and it's taken us to complete this stupid game.
Diesel, I feel like you said we'll do it before PAX last year.
I know.
He did.
Oh my fucking god,
Diesel. God damn it. God damn it.
That's an F in chat, brothers. That's an F in chat.
Oh my god.
Okay, can I get an F in chat? Can I get an L in chat, please? Thank
you. God. Okay. Jesus Christ.
Okay. Let's talk about a different game that I saw on Steam. So you guys hear Ape Out?
No.
Ape Out?
Yeah, so basically, Diesel, you might like this, like, artistically at least. So it's basically a game where you're an ape and you escape a zoo and you kill a bunch of people with guns. It's like Hotline Miami, but you're an ape.
Hotline Harambe.
Is this Planet of the Apes? Like, is this War of the Planet of the Apes?
They need to put that on the fucking box.
No, this is just a guy who's beating up a bunch of people, or a monkey.
He looks like a smart monkey, though, so it's Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, the movie.
Oh, you know, he totally is. He'll pick up people and he'll use them as body shields and also make them pull the trigger for their gun and shoot other people.
So I'll pick that up. I'll pick that up. That's not that bad. Okay.
Yeah, no, like, it's definitely piqued my interest.
Where's the gameplay trailer? Is the gameplay trailer the second one?
It is the second video. Oh, make sure you turn off the audio because it's really fucking loud.
Yeah, I just heard that.
So it's like you smash people against
balls.
Oh,
that does
shit.
Look interesting. It looks fucking fun. This might sound weird, but it almost stylistically looks like a top-down stick fight.
Oh my god, it kind of does, yeah. Because like stylistically, the
I'm sure the gameplay feels a lot different.
Stick Fight's fucking great. I wish they had better servers.
I agree. Yeah,
is it peer to peer?
I think so because their servers are poop. So it probably is.
It'd be like
I doubt if it's anything besides peer to peer.
Jesus Christ, Harambe has gone violent.
I mean, the last time we saw him, he was dragging a kid around his fucking closure. Like, yeah, what's changed?
Yeah, nothing's really changed. It's just adults now, Diesel.
These guys are shooting at him, so these guys deserve it.
God.
Did you guys hear about, so this guy blew up on Reddit, and, like, he slowed down. It lasted, like, 2 days. But this dude named Yeah, I Know did a video, like, he was, like, me versus PewDiePie, and he's streaming the sub count. And he went from zero to 250,000 subs
Oh, my God. I want to jump off a bridge.
All right, I'm subbing, bro.
Oh, my God.
I already subbed until I remembered.
I hate everything.
He blew up on Reddit.
Me versus PewDiePie.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. And then the stream just constantly loops bitch lasagna.
Do you think he will be able to springboard a career after this?
Yes.
No, his channel's literally called Yeah, I Know. He's already a dead meme. There's 81 people watching. He's already a dead meme. His time's up. By the time his this podcast comes out, he's going to be at like 10. All right?
Good grief.
Jesus.
He had literally his 2 days of fame, and he's done.
Longer than 15 minutes, at least. I do respect.
Okay, can we talk about Andrew Blake and Phantom Cults now?
No,
okay,
we can't. Okay, that's the end of the podcast, everybody.
Oh, my God.
We're only 30 minutes in!
It's only 30 minutes, you boomer. Okay. Excuse me. My throat needed to be cleared.
You clear your throat.
Yeah, but okay. So I'm doing some research right now for like a fan fiction video. And I came across this guy called Andrew Blake. So essentially, like, you guys know what Final Fantasy House is?
Yeah, I know what it is, but I don't know.
Okay, the gist of it is that this one person named Jonah said that they could channel Final Fantasy characters, and like they basically built a cult around Final Fantasy with all these like New Age conspiracy.
They built a cult around a fictional.
Yeah, they all lived in a apartment together and had this one guy basically like provide for them.
Okay, I'm going to pause you there for a second. This sounds like when I was 6 years old and believed Pokemon were real. Okay, continue.
Well, this isn't like you just believe Pokemon are real. Like, they would assign Final Fantasy names to the people who lived in the house or visited the house, basically removing their own name, which these are all things that cults do. You know, you'll have your name replaced with
It's brainwashing, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, they didn't engage in rituals and stuff like that.
Rituals.
Andrew Blake is like that, but he's more like L. Ron Hubbard of fanfiction, right?
Can you tell me who that is,
please? Okay, L. Ron Hubbard is the guy who started fucking Scientology.
Oh, nice. Okay. Yeah, I really only tie Tom Cruise with Scientology together.
You know the lady who voices Bart on The Simpsons is a Scientologist?
Not surprised.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, That's not creepy at all.
No,
but Andrew Blake is like that, but like way fucking worse. He's basically L. Ron Hubbard. But he says, this is according to him, right, that he can channel and that people like J.R.R. Tolkien and J.K. Rowling could channel the characters from their stories, right? So they're actually like transporting their mind to that universe. Like, that's a real universe. Like, Lord of the Rings, that actually happened. That is not the same Andrew Blake. Wrong person.
I just thought it was funny because it said Andrew Blake, a directed up JPEG.
Is it Andrew Blake or Andrew Black?
I think it's Blake, yeah.
Okay.
But basically, what he would do is he says that these authors channeled these characters and that it's real. And that, surprise, surprise, Andrew's just like them. But way more powerful, right? And obviously that developed a cult of personality
around
it.
That sounds so fucking stupid. Imagine.
He also said that, like, he could do, like, he could battle psychic wizards.
Dude, imagine running into this fucking dude and, like, he bumps into you and then you get angry. And then he's just, like, fucking puts his hand in his temple and he just thinks.
I realize that this guy sounds like a fucking whack job, but the point of the issue here is that he has people that are devout followers of him, Like, he's actually not, like,
dude, I don't know contact how people him, get don't interact.
He's, like, actually a dangerous person.
I don't understand how people get sucked into dumb shit like this. Like, I can understand, like, religious cults, because, like, that's more ingrained in society. But, like, shit like this? Yeah, you can channel Harry fucking Potter. Really?
I know it sounds so really absurd. It sounds fucking trippy, like, or stupid as hell, but it's, like, cults are surrounded against making sure that you only have the input of the people in the cult.
Just hearing that, I know, out here,
like, that is the case, but
we're looking outside in, not like from the perspective of someone who's been sucked into this harder, group of people. It's harder they already for trust.
Me. Yeah, it's harder for me to understand like that kind of cult because like that's based off of like nothing and that's brought up into something versus like a religious cult because religious cults
it's not going on. It's for not years based on nothing. You know, because it is based on the original works of, like, J.R.R. Tolkien and all that.
Yeah, but those are, like, clearly fictional.
Yeah, I get that. But, like, one thing I find really interesting about looking at different groups of people on the internet or fandoms in particular is that certain fandoms have more of a proclivity to religious-like tendencies. You know?
Yeah, I'm sure it has to do. I am sure it has to do with like the type of people that the certain stories attracts. Like we're talking about like medieval fictional shit. So
it's not even like the type of stories that people interact with. Because in my opinion, I think it could be any story, but rather it's how the people interact and respond to those stories that develops those certain kinds of communities. You know,
I want to know like how he believes he discovered this because like, you know, you never know if a religious cult leader is like whack himself or like if he's like just playing it up to get cult following. But like, let's assume he believes it. How did he even come across this?
He 100% believes this, and he didn't come across it. I think he just has believed that he can do this.
He had sleep paralysis or something, and he saw Harry Potter, and he's like, I can do this. Oh my fucking god. I don't know, shit like this just sounds like so absurd, and it's really hard to like wrap your head around how people could fall into a cult where they believe they can channel the energy of fictional characters that are 100% fiction, you know? Like, it's hard to wrap my head around that.
See, but Andrew propagated this idea that it turns out it's not fiction. It takes place in an alternate universe that we can reach by meditating and following his practices.
Bro, if I can jump through a portal, just take me.
you know? Can't physically jump through. Only Andrew knows all the secrets.
See, that's like a nope. That's a nope.
That's the same issue with things like Scientology. That's exactly why Scientology exists.
Yeah, Scientology also believes in a flying spaghetti monster, so.
But it's like the cult is based around like the cult mentality in general is based around making you like reliant on a provider. So you only have contact with that provider, and when that provider says something, you listen to it because you're.
No, I'm not doubting like the strength of cults in general because I know cults are like fucking ridiculous. They have a ridiculous grasp on people because the way they're developed, it's taking China's social credit for example. It's taking that and like, fucking turboing it. And it's preying on your social needs as a human. So, like, I get it. Like, I understand how someone gets sucked in after they're pulled in. But I don't understand how things like Scientology and this kind of stuff can pull people in to begin with. You know? Because it's like, oh, you can talk to Harry Potter if you think real hard. That sounds totally real.
Because they don't 0 to 100 you typically.
Yeah, I guess.
They don't typically lead with, you can talk to fucking Harry Potter.
Don't lead with, you can talk to Harry Potter. That's definitely true.
How would they lead it off, then?
It's a group of like-minded people who all enjoy a certain fandom.
Yeah, like, okay, they get to know you first then. Through mutual interest.
I can definitely see that, because, like, you know, once you fucking spiral down a rabbit hole, it's hard to get out. I can see
I know I brought it up, like, this cult in a previous episode, but, like, the 12 Tribes cult. If you guys remember that.
I don't remember it very well. Weren't they, like, really, really fucking brutal?
They're, like, super brutal, and they have, like, delis where they use them as recruitment to bring people in. Yeah, that's kind of, like, the same thing here. And, like, you know, you say, like, oh, it's based off of, like, fiction. Like, how is that possible? Scientology was, too. L. Ron Hubbard was an author.
Yeah, but, like, I don't know. I feel like when something's, like, made up from the ground up, like a religion, for example, I think it has more ground
than a thing that we all know is a fictional piece of work, you know?
Like, I mean, I'm certain people looked at L. Ron Hubbard's writings and went, this is a piece of fictional work. But some people were like, let's run with this.
I guess. It's probably just like a deep wanting of it to be real. It's probably one of the things as well. But no, I could also understand with cults, for example, if they have kids or like younger teens or like preteens and they get them in from that age, that makes it a lot fucking harder to break a grasp because you are tapping into a kid's head at their development and you are planting seeds for your cult. That makes a lot more sense than adult jumping in. But like if they, I'm trying to think of the word, if they just bait you in and it's like they slowly but surely give you the ideology, I can understand why people would fall for it. Because if they do it,
I mean, that's how they function.
We're a club. Yeah, we're a club. I can see that. I still think it's a little bit ridiculous, you know, given that, like, they're fictional books. But, like, I can understand it more, given that logic.
I think it's really interesting, and it's very strange to see this, like, modern, like, look with a cult. I would call it a cult. It exhibits, like, the...
It sounds like a cult.
Behavior of a cult. Yeah. And honestly, like, there's just something very, very odd about, like, saying, like, oh, I can do these things, and obviously you think, oh, that person's fucking crazy, but I think it's very interesting that people just straight up believe them. That's really cool.
I think
I don't
it's
know why.
Crazy.
There's something interesting about the psychology of it.
No, 100%, the psychology behind it's super interesting, because, like, humans are super fucking complex, and it's like... You know, like, you can have so many opinions and beliefs that you cannot rationally explain because your subconscious comes up with it based off your life experience and what you see online and things like that. So, like, you can have opinions that you don't even agree with rationally. That's interesting as well. But when it comes to, like, fuck, I lost my train of thought. God damn it. When it comes to, like, fuck, someone's tall.
What I learned in boating school is...
If you still need time stalling, I've been getting into Smash Competitive and it's very interesting.
Talk about Smash. I can't remember. I can't rewrite my turn of thought.
Very recently, like, I've never really gotten into like any competitive esports scene, and like I've been getting really into Ultimate. Not very good at it, but like I've been really into like the competitive stuff because there's fucking tournaments all the goddamn time. But I never realized how fucking much I'd get into like rooting for specific people and like how much I'd get into like just fucking watching it. I don't know. It's slick.
Okay, fighting games are the best to get into.
Yeah, no, like. Yeah. Deadass, Smash, like, watching Smash tournaments is so much fucking fun. Like, I'm watching Leffen's stream right now just in the background. it's on silent, like, so I can just fucking hear what you guys say, but I'm just watching someone play Wolf.
I mean, you know, esports are totally interesting. We can talk about it afterwards, actually, because I want to talk about that, potentially, because, like, I was recently in a conversation about it. But, so the thing with psychology is it's super interesting to see people so brainwashed by themselves that they believe these crazy, absurd fucking things, like they have superpowers. How do you get to that point? How do you get to the point where you genuinely 100% believe you can control time or you can, like, fucking warp through dimensions? How do you get to the point where you believe that shit from a psychological level? And then on top of that, you have, like, a more traditional sense with it, like anti-vaxxers, for example. There was a video I saw where this, I forgot his name, he was an Australian. He went to an Australian anti-vax rally and he was interviewing people asking if they were doctors.
Lewis Spears.
Yeah, Lewis Spears. Surprise, surprise, none were doctors. But he went to one guy towards the end, and this dude was so absurdly fucking confident in his opinion of vaccines being dangerous. He was saying he thinks people are, the confidence of his voice was crazy. He was like, people are ill-informed. People need to know the truth. People need to stop being brainwashed. I'm here to protest misinformation. And it's like, how does someone get that far off the deep end that they get all these scientific, like, all the scientific fucking data to prove them wrong, and they still do not get off their hill? Like, how is that possible? How, what is someone's actual psychological brain process to the point where they get to that? Like, that shit's so fucking weird to me.
I mean, I'd argue that's probably, you get to that point the same way, like, you get part of a cult. Like, I don't think a cult necessarily needs to be, like, a religious thing, you know?
Yeah, no, definitely not.
It's the slow progression. It's the buildup of times. Like, after you've already managed to establish this one thing and get people under that, you can move on to the next thing once they already have a basis for it.
Yeah, and like, there's tons of techniques that people have used to, like, indoctrinate people into cults. I know, like, Scientology, for example. You'll go into, like, a room with, like, an auditor, and it'll tell you, like, oh, I want you to just think about whatever comes to your mind. It's like, oh, I'm thinking of, like, a saloon, right? And then they're like, oh, I guess you're somebody who was reincarnated from the Old West, you know? Like, and then you'll be like, makes sense to me. Can't see why I would disagree with that, you know? So it's yeah, just
they,
like,
they start
slowly.
With slower questions to build you up.
I'm thinking of Pokemon. Well, I guess you're Pokemon, right?
Yeah, but the anti-vax thing is fucking crazy now. Like, it's really crazy now.
Kids deadass be sneaking out to get vaccines.
Yeah, so a teenager at the age of 18, once he turned 18, he went to the hospital, got a vaccine, even though his family was against it, and then he testified before Congress to argue that they need to be mandatory, and, like, people need to get vaccines. And I agree with him. I think vaccines should be mandatory. I don't think, like, there is so much, there's data upon data upon data of proving that they work, and the fact that anti-vax is on the rise, and there's also a rise in things like the fucking measles, that's another example of it working. So I think at this point it's safe to make them legally mandatory. I don't think that should, like, I don't think that's a big problem, because, like, at the end of the day, it's like you're not getting your kid vaccinated is not just fucking over your kid, it's fucking over kids who aren't vaccinated, and it's also fucking over kids in general, because if your kid gets the disease, that shit might mutate. And then the vaccines are useless.
Yeah, no, it's so, like, I saw, like, fucking, like, this one fucking retard commented on my video. And he said, like, I made a video on anti-vaxxers, surprisingly. But, like, he fucking said, well, how come, like, if kids are, like, how come the vaccinated kids are getting sick if the vaccines work? Because you're not letting people, like, because there are people not getting vaccinated that makes the herd immunity not goddamn work. So they have a host to reproduce and grow stronger. You're fucking stupid.
Yeah. And then also, some anti-vaxxer solutions to, like, not getting a vaccine is getting their kids to have the measles, themselves.
No. So literally just
no,
inoculation.
You're gonna kill your
literally, they are vaccinating their children with the actual disease, not like
okay.
a low dose of.
I'm sorry, that's just Darwin Award. Like,
they're literally just doing the primitive version of it, like, of fucking vaccinations that
yeah,
they used back in the Revolutionary War. That's so
that
stupid.
That shit was around, I think, in the, I want to say the 30s? I can't remember when.
They literally used it in the Revolutionary War to win, like, one of the, was it, what battle was it that George Washington inoculated his fucking soldiers in?
I don't know, dude.
They were dying of smallpox, but, like, it was in, like, that cold winter shit. And, like, he literally, like, purposefully infected his troops with smallpox so that they wouldn't be infected by it anymore.
No, it used to be a way more prominent thing in the 1900s. I can't remember when, but, like, it used to be more prominent where, you know, parents would have their kids go over for play dates, the kids with measles. They get the disease, and they fight it off, and they'll be fine in the future.
Okay.
I think they did that, too. I can't remember if it was Black Plague or something, like a later disease, where, like, they would, like, put sick people in a room and they would just let the disease pass, and then those people were considered in the clear.
Yeah, something like that. But, like, basically they would do it so the kid would get immunity when they're older, so the disease wouldn't be a problem when they're older. And actually, during I think the 50s and 60s, actually having, like, measles scars gave you a higher chance of employment because it showed you were immune.
Ooh.
So it helped you. But, like, I think vaccines were really introduced for, like, the measles and such in the 50s. I'm not exactly sure, so I'm gonna have to fact check.
I mean, obviously, but penicillin had to be made first, but then, like,
they're like, vaccines came in bursts. It wasn't just, like, all of them once, but, you know, and it's like, you know, giving your kids the measles instead of just, you know, giving them a
what
fucking
about,
vaccine.
What about diseases that we have vaccines for, but, like, you get them, you're probably gonna die, you know, like. Like, if your kid gets polio, that's it. Your kid has polio. Like,
oh my god, imagine if it was polio on the fucking rise.
Yeah,
that would be terrible.
Like, polio's gone, or at least it's thought to be gone. But if you don't keep fucking vaccinating your kid.
Yeah, no, if people don't vaccinate their kids, and, like, let's say this kid fucking rummages around this old place and he gets fucking polio.
And he finds, like, old sample of fucking polio shit, like, congrats, you're fucked.
Hello, FDR Jr.
No, There has to be, like, a strand of polio just chilling, waiting to infect
someone. There are places in the world where they can't get vaccines, and polio is still a disease.
Oh, yeah.
No,
like,
no,
it's
no,
in
no,
other
it,
places,
it just,
but it's considered to be, like, eradicated in
America. Here, yeah. But, no, totally, I think, I'm surprised they aren't. Vaccines should be mandatory for, like, literally every child. I don't see why there's exemptions. I don't see why it's not, like,
there's exemptions because some, like, have legitimate health reasons, but they rely on herd immunity to not need
totally the ones that can't get vaccinated. They shouldn't have to be vaccinated. That goes without saying.
You shouldn't get excuses for religious reasons, because that's not fucking, like, that's just putting your kid in
other
children's danger.
Sorry, science.
Like, you can't,
science,
like,
is more important.
Like, saying you personally disagree with it? Shut the fuck up. I personally disagree with kids fucking dying.
Yeah, the kids getting measles versus religious reasons. Eh, I don't know. But no, definitely I am like...
Okay, I'm going to play devil's advocate here.
Go for it.
Okay, so like, you know, this sounds awful, but it's the person's like personal liberty if they don't want to get vaccinated.
See, I can understand the personal liberty perspective because like it is their choice at the end of the day because it is their kid. But the problem is these kids not getting vaccinated fucks over everyone else.
It's putting other people at risk.
Your rights expand until they infringe upon the rights of others.
Yeah, exactly.
And you not vaccinating has more than the potential to do that. It already does that.
We have plenty of science that proves that anti-vax is bullshit and it only causes problems. There was actually like a study recently that proved, I can't remember the strand or like the vaccine, but it actually had a decrease in autism by 7%. So checkmate anti-vaxxers.
Checkmate anti-vax. Explain this, anti-vaxxers.
Explain this. Why do they decrease autism rates? Huh?
Wild Spartans destroys anti-vax with facts and logic.
But like, you know, of course, an anti-vaxxer is not going to listen to what I say because they think I've been brainwashed.
No, anybody who's anti-vax who got that this far into the podcast, like, I don't. Like, they didn't. It didn't happen.
No, thankfully, our audience, I haven't gotten, like, any actual tweets from, like anyone that, like, follows me.
I've made, like, a more concerted effort to tell anti-vaxxers they're stupid on my channel. But, like, so I've found a couple people that are, like, genuinely, like, anti-vax, and they're like, fucking, I don't use vaccines. I hope Quite doesn't think I'm stupid. I just want you guys to know I'm absolutely fucking talking about you. You're absolutely talking.
God. Wait, so it's like I can understand a kid not believing in vaccines if their parents grew up and they're just like vaccines are bad because you kind of just roll with your parents.
It's like they're children, like
15 years. Yeah, until you hit like the, you know, the 14s and 15s, you don't really like start questioning what your parents are telling you. You kind of just roll with it. So like I can understand that perspective, but thankfully, you know, pretty much any person that has a younger audience tells them to get vaccinated. So all these kids are growing up with people saying vaccines are good, so they're not going to be like, hurt there, I'm gonna get polio, you know? Thank fuck, but...
I did my video recently on, like, what is it, like the Instagram scam, so, like, It Works and Herbalife. But, like, I was talking about why alternative medicine is, like, bad, which goes, like, part and parcel with, like, anti-vax stuff.
Yeah.
And I made a joke about...
I'm joking.
Goes hand in hand.
I'm joking.
But, like, it goes hand in hand with that anti-vax stuff. And I made a joke about alchemy and why we don't use alchemy anymore. And I had someone who was like, Diesel, I don't like it when you insult and make fun of my religion. It was like... Are you fucking kidding me? Like, get the fuck out of here. Do you know who I am? Fuck you.
Well, do you know who I am?
That's not what I meant. I didn't mean that.
I know.
Clout.
But, like, yeah. I think they have a point, though. Why are you talking shit about Full Metal Alchemist, bro? Like, know your place. Stay in your lane, buddy.
Topic, but have you guys seen the meme with the essential oils Cheeto blocking the door?
Oh, yeah, that's fucking...
yeah,
it's
the
like
fucking
polio,
with, like,
measles,
with, like, the
fucking
polio, hepatitis, and tendinitis.
And the essential oils is blocking the door. That's so good.
Oh, God. What were you going to say about esports before we started talking about polio?
Oh, I was just going to talk about how, like personally, esports haven't been, like, super interesting for me anymore. Like, I was going to ask if there's, like, recommendations for stuff I can get into. Because, like, I used to watch CSGO, but, like, I don't really play CSGO anymore. And, like, you kind of need to play a game, or at least understand it. To
CS
things
is boring.
Be expressive. I used to like it, but I grew out of it. I never watched a MOBA. I don't think it was entertaining. Like,
fighting games are
fighting,
really interesting.
Yeah, fighting
I like
games
Smash
are the only
esports.
Fighting games are the only fucking esport. Well, Smash specifically. I don't fucking watch Mortal Kombat or Street Fighter, but like maybe I'll watch MK11 when it comes out. But I've been
Street Fighter's good to watch.
I've been watching fucking Smash tournaments like a lot, like because there's one like every weekend. Like they happen so often. Like right now, like they're at like Ultimate Summit, I'm pretty sure. And like they're all just like in one fucking house, just streaming with each other. It's like, but it's so much fun to watch. Like I've never gotten into esports before until this. I feel really stupid because I missed out on so much Smash.
I think Overwatch is a lot of fun to watch too.
It's
on ESPN, so it's like really easy to watch. But like, if you've never played Overwatch, you won't understand it. But if you've at least bumped into Overwatch at one point in your life, you will understand what's going on.
Yeah, I personally have a couple hundred hours in Overwatch. I think it's like 200 or something. Yeah.
I have like 100 something. I don't know.
Who's your Overwatch mains?
Genji.
I haven't played in forever.
Well, who did you main?
Who did I main? I usually played like tanks. I used to main D.Va. Is what I used to main. Yeah.
Yeah, I was Genji. Then secondary was Inyata.
I made Charizard.
Hmm. Yeah, I can see that. People. We're watching your old fucking gameplay videos. You were playing Reaper.
Yeah, no, Reaper and Charizard were my favorite.
That was the first. I remember like when I saw one of your old ass videos like with Overwatch gameplay. That shit was slick. That shit was slick.
What?
Don't all speak at once, guys.
I thought what I'm saying.
No, what I'm saying is you're good at Overwatch. Eat my dick.
Yeah, I am good at Overwatch. I agree.
Okay, bud.
Well, I'm pretty decent. Like, if you give me a quick character in a game, I'll be good at the character. You just give me like a couple games and I can get good at it.
Have you guys seen all the new characters that keep like adding to Overwatch?
Oh, there was a Western motherfucker that I wanted to play.
There's a cowboy lady. I'm forgetting the name.
Yeah, cowboy lady. I wanted to play her.
What was her name? Estelle, I think. Or no?
No, it's not. I know it's not that.
I think Estelle was the combat man. There's too many. There's Heyman,
there's a lot of characters. Isn't he like Tempest or something?
Maybe. Oh yeah, Tempest. I don't fucking know. I don't remember any of the names.
T'Chanka.
T'Chanka. Isn't that the Black Panther motherfucker?
No, that's fucking the guy from Rainbow Six Siege that's like really busted.
No, the joke is that Black Panther's name is T'Challa.
Oh my god. I know that.
You see, if you didn't get the joke, it's that my parents left me.
God.
Alrighty then. I guess your parents left you because he didn't get it.
Rainbow Six Siege is really boring to watch, but like you can tell it's very, very like stressful. Technical. It's
a
very technical
esport.
I tried
playing that game and I felt like a fucking potato, dude.
Oh my god. People get mad when you don't have any characters unlocked and you like pick recruit.
Yeah.
But no, like you need to play, so you need to pick recruit.
Yeah, I've heard
like some good things about it, but I just cannot be asked to get into that game.
I can't get into it. It looks fun, but like at the end of the day, like it feels like a mini game with how short matches are and like how like the game modes are. It feels like a mini game. That's it.
So. Matches are longer if you don't suck.
Yeah, I'd assume so. You guys remember Battlefield, what, number 5?
That exists? 5 was the one that just came out, right?
Yeah, the one that literally no one has talked about in their fucking lives, and it's probably end of Battlefield, because let's be real.
I'm pretty sure Battlefield 4 costs more than Battlefield 5 right now.
Yeah, I think Battlefield 5 was like... I barely heard anything about it. The only successful EA title recently was fucking Apex Legends. And actually, Apex Legends has had the most hands-off approach by EA.
Wow.
Like, literally, fucking Respawn made it because they were bored and didn't tell anybody.
Yeah, Respawn, like, literally convinced EA to let them do it. And then they did it. And it was their fucking hit. EA, stop fucking your developers over. Maybe if you didn't fuck with Anthem 10 times, it wouldn't have had any problems.
I'm sorry, Brandon. Like, okay.
Your shit was really buggy. I've really tried
to give Anthem, like, a fair shake. It's bad. Like,
I agree it has issues, like, especially with balancing and endgame content, right? But, like, it has such a good fucking base. I enjoy the combat, and I like flying around, and, like... I overall enjoy the game. I have about 30 hours into it. And like I am waiting for more content because I feel like in the future BioWare will actually make it good.
It feels like Warframe for people who are too stupid to use a keyboard and mouse.
I thought you were going to say understand Warframe items because that would have made a lot more sense because Warframe's so super fucking complicated.
With how competent like Respawn's been recently, like with Titanfall 2, it sounds was really good, and Apex Legends is a pretty tight game even if I don't play it that much. I'm excited to see what they do with Star Wars because that's one of their games in the roster.
Oh,
really?
Jedi Fallen Order, I'm pretty, or Star Wars
good
Jedi Fallen Order.
Good Star Wars game from EA?
I really just want there to be a good fucking like story-based game like coming out of like a... Period. I just want a good story-based Star Wars game. Like, I would be okay with like Force Unleashed 3 or fucking anything.
Battlefront 2 has a really bad story.
I've heard it wasn't a very satisfying gameplay wise.
You know what would be sick?
What?
A full-fledged VR Star Wars game.
Great. So you can be the only person who can play that.
Brandon. It's called Beat Saber. Just buy it. Stupid.
Yeah, basically.
It's called Beat Saber. Beat Saber's so much fun.
Like, I would love to get a clip of Brandon with his VR headset on playing Beat Saber, and he won't
I'd love to have, like, just a picture of Brandon with the VR headset on so I can always, like, we can change the image he's looking at to something really stupid.
I want that.
Like, meme. We just take a picture of him with the VR headset on and then caption it on Twitter. What's he looking at? And accept fan edits.
Okay, looks like we're doing that tonight.
I know what we're doing tonight, Diesel.
Now you're never going to get it.
Oh, I don't need you to give it to me. I can just edit it together.
We just need to find a way to get.
I'll just get that image of you hold. I'll just get the image that Kappa made of you holding the sword, and then we'll slap some fucking Samsung VR goggles and say, "What's he looking at?"
Oh my god,
we're on it, brothers. We're on it.
Fucking VR. God damn.
Yeah, I'm thinking about getting a Vive soon because the PSVR I've had a lot of fun with, and I might step it up. But box is very small at the moment.
I'd recommend stepping it up. It's totally worth it, in my opinion.
Epic.
I honestly don't got space for VR right now, man.
Yeah, I don't think I do, honestly.
Fucking, I was playing Pavlov with Henry, and every time he did something, he was like, I hit my wall.
What's Pavlov?
It's like CSGO in VR. Like,
that's what you're talking about, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We were playing it, and then, like, it was on stream. You could actually go.
Oh, did he get a Vive or what?
Yeah, he got a Vive. So, nice. So he, we were just playing, and he just kept, like, after I killed him or something, he would, like, pull out a gun, and he just hit his wall, and he's like, hit the wall.
Like, that's so sad. Yeah, no, I don't, if that happened with Henry Bunch, I think his, like, I don't think I'd be able to do it in my room. Okay, the BOX.
Yeah, I had trouble in my old room as well. I would, like, one time I hit my monitor, and I was like, oh, shit, did I fucking break it? Thankfully, I only kind of tapped it. And another time, I hit my mic really hard. that kind of hurt because that was my hand.
Have you seen that video of the dude just falling on the fucking desk, like when he's playing VR?
No, it's really funny.
Yes, I've seen that.
I fucking love that clip so much.
Oh my god! I haven't eaten all day.
Well, that's good for you, Diesel. Who's outroing? Because we made it.
It's me. It's me. I'm outroing. Thank you guys for watching this episode of the Loudmass Podcast. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at @loudmass_. We're on SoundCloud, YouTube, and Google Play, and also a couple other places. Not exactly sure what, because I'm fucking stupid. Thanks for watching, and we'll see you guys next time.